You're listening to the most captivating podcast in iTunes. That's right, the Elite Man Podcast, where we turn average men into elite men every day. We interview the very best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and even entrepreneurial worlds. And with their help, we give you some of the best advice on the planet. Subscribe now if you haven't already and enjoy the show. And oh yeah, if you really enjoy it, leave us a review. On today's episode, episode number 224, entitled, How to Follow Your Dreams, Stay Motivated, and Find Unbelievable Success Doing What You Love, I chat with Paige Hathaway. Paige Hathaway is a global fitness icon, entrepreneur, and social media star with over 11 million followers. In today's episode, Paige talks about her early years grinding away and outworking everyone else to try to make her dreams of becoming a fitness icon a reality. She covers the hustle that it took, the various strategies she employed, and the multitude of actions she implemented to separate herself from all the other aspiring fitness experts out there. Paige also dives into her remarkable social media growth, her ability to pioneer a new genre of fitness for women, and her incredible entrepreneurial success over the past few years. If you're wondering how to go after your own dreams, dedicate yourself to your craft, and find unbelievable success in something you truly love, check this episode out now. You are going to love it. All right, I got some awesome news. Our Elite Life Nutrition Turmeric is now available. Go to EliteLifeNutrition.com/turmeric right now to get your very own turmeric, delivering 1,500 milligrams of pure turmeric root extract plus 100 milligrams of turmeric standardized at 95% curcuminoids and 10 milligrams of bioperin, which is black pepper, per serving. We have worked hard to ensure the highest levels of potency and absorbability in each bottle. Turmeric is one of the most important and beneficial herbs on the planet. It's been used for thousands of years in Ayurvedic medicine to help improve joint pain, heart health, brain function, skin health, and liver function. As a powerful antioxidant, it can also support a number of other key organs in the body like the kidneys, thyroid, and adrenal glands. Yes, supplementing daily with this wonder herb is truly one of the best ways to ensure your health and vitality for years to come. I absolutely love turmeric. I've been using it personally for years, and I am so excited to actually have it available for Elite Life Nutrition. Make sure you go to EliteLifeNutrition.com/turmeric right now to pick up your own turmeric bottle and see just why I'm so pumped and excited about it. And by the way, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Go to EliteLifeNutrition.com/turmeric right now. Hey, have you checked out our Elite Man YouTube channel yet? If not, get on it right now. Go to EliteManMagazine.com/YouTube and start watching our fantastic videos. We cover everything from dating, health, business, fitness, confidence, mindset, social skills, everything that you need to know to be a 21st century elite man, we've got you covered. We have a new video coming out every Monday and Friday, and I'm telling you, this is the number one place to get your elite man fix and the number one place to grow as a man. These videos will absolutely change your life and entertain you at the same time. I'm telling you, check these videos out right now. I have so much fun putting them together, and I know you're going to absolutely love them. EliteManMagazine.com/YouTube. Make sure you check it out right now and subscribe to our channel to get more of these fantastic videos and get notified the instant we release a new video. EliteManMagazine.com/YouTube. All right, guys, we're live. It's Justin Stenstrom from EliteManMagazine.com, and my guest today is Paige Hathaway, the Instagram celebrity, Instagram megastar. Paige, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
That was a great introduction. I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
I could have went on, too, and said Facebook and YouTube and all the other...
No, that was great. Thank you. I just need to hire you to like kind of introduce me to, for my everyday life. That was amazing.
I appreciate it. Paige, for those people that have been living under a rock for the past 5 to 7 years, can you just take literally a minute or so and just talk about what it is you're doing right now? And then we'll fill in the blanks. And by the way, I did mention in the intro a little more about your backstory, but I want to dive in. I want to hear it from you specifically. What is it you do exactly right now?
Well, I guess a lot of people know me as a fitness influencer. I started about 7 years ago, and I kind of just set out to post my own fitness journey to kind of keep myself accountable. And never did I realize that it would turn into what it is today, which is so overwhelmingly awesome because I just, you know, really just started to document my own journey, but then coming through the years and realizing that so many people are kind of on the same journey as me, needing motivation and inspiration to kind of live out their life and to continue with their goals, because, you know, life gets in the way and it can kind of knock you down. You know, fast forward to where I am today is just, it's it's awesome. And now I get to like travel the world and I get to meet people that I've never met before. And I get to hear stories of how I've inspired them to not only in their fitness life, but if you can transform someone in their fitness life, in their, with their transformation, with their body, it changes their mind. And that also transforms other areas of their life, you know, whether that be with their family, their goals that they had with their business. It kind of like trickles into a bunch of different, you know, things if you start with the core of your health and wellness. So that's what I do now. And that's, it's just so, I have to pinch myself sometimes because it's so cool. But, yeah, so get under, get out from under that rock and, find out what's happening.
Yeah. So I know you're from Oklahoma. You're like a small town girl from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So about 7 years ago or so, a friend of yours suggested that you enter this competition. You end up going, I think it was Ronnie Coleman, second place, like nationally, which is unheard of.
Yeah.
What, I mean, that's just, you know, a story in and of itself, but what were you doing before that point? Did you have a goal or even a, like the faintest idea in mind that you'd be doing this type of thing? Or if not, what was that goal at the time?
You know what, to be honest, I kind of grew up in a little bit of a broken family childhood. I never really had those parents that were like, go to college, you know, make something of yourself, be a doctor. So after high school, which I graduated when I was 16 years old, I moved out when I was 16 years old. And then, you know, you think, okay, what do you do now? Well, it's go to college. So I did go to college in Oklahoma. And then, you know what? I just never really knew, honestly, like what I wanted to do. I just never really grew up and I was like, all my life, I want to be a this or a that. You know what I mean? I kind of was a little lost and I was coasting and I was kind of like searching for my friends, like, what are they doing? But a lot of people, when they're in college, they don't exactly know what they want to do. That's why they switch their major like 10 times. So when I got this opportunity to do a fitness show, I was like, I just don't really know if that's like what I want to do, like get on stage in a bikini. And like, I kind of had the wrong idea, but when I researched it more, I realized like, wow, these people work so hard to get the body that they do to get on stage, to present their hard work. And so it took a lot of persuading, but that's how I kind of got into it. But before I was in my early 20s, and I think like a lot of people, I just did not know what exactly I wanted to do, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And you're right. So many people, especially nowadays, I feel like it's so like confusing. There's so many opportunities, there's so many different paths you can head down. And then, you know, you have the whole college thing, which leads you down an entirely different path.
Exactly.
But, I mean, it sounds like once you found out that this is what you wanted, even in, you know, placing second in the national competition there, you were actually good at it. That's kind of what thrust you into this whole life.
Yeah. You know, I just kind of became fascinated from, I trained for about 4 to 5 months for my first show. And I became fascinated with how I could not only change my body through diet and training, but it was really changing my mindset. I was becoming more determined. I was becoming more focused. I had to make sacrifices. I had to, you know, say no to a lot of things like going out with friends because I had to work out and I had to eat healthy and I had to like be disciplined. So it just taught me so much throughout that 4 to 5 months about myself that it just really changed my whole outlook on life.
Yeah, no, it totally did. Is there something though in your background or maybe just something that's inherent in you that you think made you be able to be so successful in this area? Is it like the determination? Is it work ethic? Is it one of those things or a combination?
From a very young age, I always knew I wanted to do something like extraordinary. Like even like when I was a little girl, I would like, sing and dance. And like, I always just thought like I wanted to do something more than I was. I just did not know what that was. So I think that sense of like wanting to create something for myself was always in me. And then once I found my passion into something, because I didn't know what that was for a very long time. Once I found that passion that like kind of fueled me from the inside, I was like, okay, this is it. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to make it happen.
Kind of feel the same way too with me and my backstory. It was like, you know, I was bouncing around 10 years ago. I had no idea what I wanted to do. And once I found out that it was this type of thing, it was helping other guys out, it was, you know, giving them confidence, business advice, dating advice, even
for
the single guys out there. It's like, once you find your passion, that just totally grips everything. It consumes all parts of your day and all parts of your mind. You just want to keep doing it more and more. And it's like,
exactly.
For me, I think it's probably the same thing for you, Paige, but for me, it's like, it doesn't even feel like I do work because I'm just doing what
I
love to do.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think the best piece of advice for that is just, if you don't know what that passion is yet, just try a bunch of new things, you know, because there is something that will make you like tick inside. Then you'll be like, okay, this is it. You know, this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
So what was your first big break like? Because I know going back to your backstory, after that first competition, you did second place and then you did a couple more and you actually didn't really do as good. So
it was terrible.
A bit discouraging.
Yeah.
To kind of fall off. What did you start to do after that point to pick yourself back up and then do a little pivot?
Yeah, you know, what I have come to realize throughout the years is that so many people try something and then it doesn't work out and they quit. Mm. You know, failure is scary, but it has to happen in order to succeed. So I thought that this is my this is that thing that's not working, but that doesn't mean that this isn't for me, because I feel that it is, because I have this feeling inside of me that I never had before with loving what I'm doing right now. So what I did was I was like, okay, what else can I do that's not competing, but that's still in the fitness industry? So I basically just wrote down a ton of ways to get my name out there, because maybe bikini competitions were not the thing for me. Yeah. It's like kind of like I went into the casino, I put a quarter in the quarter slot and I won the lottery. But then every time after that, I was not winning anything. So I didn't want to like let that discourage me. So I literally just wrote down a ton of things that was related to the fitness industry. I wrote down magazines, I wrote down spokesmodel contests, I wrote down different fitness expos that I could probably attend and maybe like meet people at. I wrote down everything. I just started to create a schedule and cross off those things off the list. I wrote maybe like 100 different people emails that were attached to magazines, whether it be the editor, the this, the that, the whomever. I tried out for a ton of spokesmodel contests. And that's like bodybuilding.com, like Flex Magazine has one. I literally did everything I could. I went to fitness competitions and I made little comp cards and I passed those out to people. And you know what? For the longest time, I kind of felt like nothing was really working. And then finally, like a year into doing all of that, something worked. And then a new supplement company that was just on the rise on social media contacted me and asked me if I wanted to be potentially be the face of their company. And so I went from passing out my comp cards to one fitness exposition, which was called Olympia, which is one of the biggest shows in the US, to the next year having the biggest banner at Olympia. And that was like my aha moment. But it took so much that people really don't see on the back end, so much that never worked. People never wrote me back. People wrote me back and said that they're not interested. I mean, there were so many times that I was just like, all right, let's, you know, try it again. Or if someone didn't write me back, I would email them again. But, you know, I don't know what it was, or if the universe was just like, wow, this girl's not going to quit, you know? And then finally something happened, and it, from there, it just kind of grew tremendously.
Yeah, it almost seems like, too, the not placing in the other competitions after the first one was a blessing in disguise, too. It would have led you down a different
path. Yeah, that's
then,
so true.
Yeah, you wouldn't have had to do all this other stuff and just kind of get this incredible work ethic for doing your own entrepreneurial thing. You almost started your own niche in this industry of, you know, the first or biggest celebrity on Instagram model. And you know, even your build, if you, you know, talk about your muscle and kind of having more of a muscular physique, that wasn't really all that popular like 7 years ago, was it?
Exactly. No, it wasn't. And on social media, when that wasn't as popular, I would get so much, you know, mean comments or people commenting about like, what are you doing to yourself? You look like a man, like, you know what I mean? This isn't feminine anymore. And so I would get so much backlash, I guess, on social media. But now things have changed so much and that's like more socially acceptable, I guess you could say.
So at what point did you end up doing starting the Instagram and then the Facebook and that type of posting? Was it like 7 years ago, 6 years ago?
Yeah, I actually started it right when I was training for that show. And I just did it actually because Instagram was a new platform at the time. And that was kind of, it was kind of like so new that people were like, what is this app that people are just posting photos on? You know, like who actually has time to just post photos of themselves? Because Facebook, you know, or MySpace back in the day was statuses, photos, you know, stuff like that, where Instagram was just based on pictures. But I actually started that just to document my journey, just through fitness and kind of keep myself accountable. And then, yeah, it kind of grew into this.
Yeah, I remember starting it like maybe 3 years ago or so. And even back when I started, it was more of like a girl thing. I hate to say that, but it was more like a lot of women were on it. A lot of like girlfriends and girls that I knew were on it, but like hardly any guys were on it. And it was just kind of still, it was in its infancy. But by then you'd already been crushing it, I think, for a few years.
Yeah. I do remember how, I was, because pictures are mostly like a girl thing. Guys don't take like selfies and stuff usually. Unless your Instagram, I'm going to have to check this out, is all selfies. I don't know. Scratch that.
There's a couple. Don't make fun of me too badly.
Doing like the Zoolander. Yeah, I can picture this already.
That's actually funny. Someone said that on the picture I have right now for my Skype is actually, someone called me Zoolander for making a weird face. I didn't even realize it. But then I looked at it afterwards. I'm like, you're right. Shit, I do look like Zoolander.
That is so funny.
but yeah, so going, I don't even know what the hell I was talking about. Lost my train of thought for a minute. Yeah, so going back to the Instagram, so you had already been doing that for a few years, but what was it about you specifically? Because you go on Instagram now, or even a couple of years ago, like when I first jumped on it, there's so many different fitness models out there, or like you said, women taking selfies of themselves, and you know, even some guys now, but what was it about you that separated you from all the other people doing that?
You know, I think because I kind of started when no one else was really doing it, I found like that niche, right? That like... fitness was kind of like a new thing on Instagram. So I was like one of the first females to kind of show you that lifting weights doesn't make you look like this bulky man. It actually makes you more confident and curvy and more feminine. Cause a lot of women, or even like men 7 years ago, thought that if you lifted weights, women lifted weights, that they would look like, you know, their name was like Helga or something. So I think that kind of breaking that mold is what helped me, you know, become who I am today. But now, like you're saying, there are so many people on Instagram or Facebook or social media that are trying to be influencers. And, you know, there's so many people, right? So it's like, how do you compete? Or, you know, but I think finding, yes, there are a lot of people, but there's still a lot of things that people aren't doing. Like, for example, take the fitness industry. So many people nowadays are posting workouts, but not a lot of people are posting like nutrition. So now people know how to work out all day long and you can get all these free workouts on there, but now they don't know how to really eat because no one's really posting that. So I think it's finding something that maybe not a lot of people are doing in that genre where you want to be, and finding like where your niche is to kind of set you apart from other people.
Yeah, it is so important, I think, in modern day, this day and age, to just separate yourself from everybody else. Like you said, everybody's talking about, or everyone was talking about fitness for the last decade. Now everybody knows how to lift. Everyone does the same types of sets and reps, and they have basically the same structure of across the board. So it's kind of lame. No one talks about that anymore. But to spice it up, to be different, to zag when everyone else is zigging.
Exactly.
You're just going to separate yourself and make yourself be known. I mean, just to use an example too, not to get political at all, but to use it an example. And it applies to right now too. You're talking about like the Democrats coming up. There's like 20 or 30 people that just threw their name in the hat to be the next Democratic candidate. And they're all kind of saying the same stuff right now, but it's going to be the one or two people who say the different thing, just like Donald Trump did a few years ago when he was a Republican and he was the only guy saying this one thing, you know, and he stood out from all the 15 other people on stage. It's going to take the same type of thing for someone to be different, for them to be unique, for other people to actually follow them and be like, yeah, this guy's actually, you know, saying something new. This is interesting.
100%. Exactly. Yeah.
So what do you recommend for people trying to become influencers, whether that's in the fitness industry, the health industry, whatever business industry, what do you recommend that they do right now? Do they get on Instagram? Do they post every day? Do they do stories? Do they go on Facebook, maybe Snapchat? What is like the thing that you recommend when people ask you that?
I think the best piece of advice I could give is a lot of people will make an Instagram account and they think that followers are just going to like come knocking at their page and pressing the follow button, just because they are being consistent with posting and, you know, posting on social media. But I think the best thing to do, especially if you want to grow your following and you want to have some sort of following, because if you want to be an influencer and to be an influencer and get paid for certain things, then you got to have some sort of a following. I think my best piece of advice is kind of like take what I did and apply that to what you were trying to do. What I did when I was trying to become who I am today is once I started getting some momentum on Instagram, and still people didn't know who I was, but I was getting a little bit of momentum, I would reach out to, I mean, there's so many things that you can reach out to do things for free just to get your name out there. So maybe there's a magazine, maybe there's something even like local magazine that's like in your city that you can reach out to and be like, hey, can I write a column? Maybe it's like a workout column that you provide workouts for every single week or whatever it is, just so you can get your name out there. Because no one knows who you are, right? And there's so many people trying to do the same thing you're doing. So to get yourself out there a little bit more, you just need to apply for things to get your name out there and do it for free. I did so much stuff for free just to get my name out there. So I think that's the best thing to do is just, you're going to have to take a little bit of time. And even like when you're doing your career, like a lot of these celebrities too, they do like magazines, stuff like that. And most of the time they don't get paid for them. It's just to have that credibility and that rapport saying that they're on the cover of this magazine and people are seeing them now all over the place. They're getting their name out there even more. So I think it's just get your name out there. You have to really think outside the box, apply for like, you know, go online and see if you're like a fashion blogger, go to like fashion blog websites and see if you can, write articles for them or whatever. Just really try to get your name out there.
Yeah. You need that credibility to begin with, right? You can't just
exactly
put up just because you look good. Like I said before, there's so many people out there that are doing this, and there's so many beautiful women and sexy women that are doing this, posting great pictures, but it's like, They don't have a huge following because they don't have credibility. They're not doing some of the things that you did, the hustling, the grinding, the reaching out to other places. You got to do all that stuff plus the other stuff. You can't just do one without the other.
Definitely. And I think creating, a brand out of what you're doing is important, whether that be your name or a brand that you build outside of your name, but then something that's going to like stand alone outside of just having a lot of followers on Instagram. Because like, God forbid, you know, if Instagram were to be gone tomorrow, what would you do if you're an influencer and that's where your income is coming from? So really get your name out there, and that's going to help you build something that's beyond Instagram. Like, your name is going to stand alone. And I think that's like really beneficial.
In regard to specifics of Instagram or even Facebook, what do you recommend people post? Do you recommend they post daily, a couple times a week, multiple times a day? And do you recommend they do things like stories? And, you know, what's the difference have you found between like the two of that? Is there, you know, one better than the other, or are they just kind of, you know, you just wing it?
I think posting consistently is important, depending on like what platform you're doing. If it's YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, whatever it may be. But for Instagram, I do think posting consistently, whether that be once a day at least, is beneficial. Or if it's like YouTube, you're posting every Tuesday, Thursday, so your followers know to look for a video every Tuesday, Thursday, or you know what I mean? Whatever that may be. And I think Instagram stories are very powerful just because you can really be real and authentic and organic on there, and your followers can connect with you. And that's really important to keep followers and get followers, is if people can relate to you, whether it be through you just being raw and real and saying what the heck you're going through that day, because people's lives aren't perfect, just like yours. So if you can share that with people and connect with people on a real level, I think that's powerful. But yeah, I definitely think using as many platforms as you can and just being consistent with whatever that is.
Yeah, you mentioned a big thing too, which is authenticity. I think it's so important because so many people are, especially on places like Instagram, and there's other ones out there, but Instagram seems to be the worst when it comes to authenticity and just putting up this facade. And I get it, you want to look as good as you can, but it's almost like a fake image of a fake reality of what's really happening. And you know, so what do you recommend in terms of authenticity and actually showing the unfiltered sides of you, and then doing stories where obviously you can't filter a video? How do you recommend kind of balancing those two?
I really love, like, I follow a few people that really post some really authentic stuff where they're talking about, like, with the struggles that they're going through that day, or, I mean, don't obviously always just talk about the struggles that you're going through. Talk about the achievements and the things that you're crushing during that week too. But I just think that's such a powerful thing. And, you know, I love watching stories like that. I'll just be like, wow, they're going through that. Like, I went through that too, or I feel like that too. So I think having a good balance is good. I mean, you know, you don't obviously want to post stuff that is just picture perfect all the time, because that just doesn't even look real, but it also kind of paints a unrealistic picture in people's heads where, you know, I was reading this article the other day, and it was talking about, like, how the society, because of social media, is just, you know, we're at an all-time high with depression and anxiety and all of this stuff. And it kind of stems from this picture perfect place on social media, or people comparing their lives to other people. And I mean, social media can be such a great place, but then it can also, you know, make people feel like they're inadequate. So I think, yes, it's okay to post your highlight reel in the good things going on in your life, but it's so important to also post the things that you're going through, because that will really connect with people more than, you know, the picture perfect things.
Yeah, it is too. It seems like there is an epidemic of depression and anxiety in regard to people that spend too much time on social media.
Yes.
I'm curious, how much time do you spend a day, do you think, on social media yourself?
You know, to be honest with you, when I was first starting my social media, I'm guilty. I spent way too much time on social media. But now I really, you know, I have this, like, policy with myself that after a certain time in the day, I'm not going to be on my phone. I kind of set rules for myself because it became, like, kind of addicting, and I didn't even realize it. You know, I was on my phone for a lot of my day when, yes, I do work from my phone, but still you need to set boundaries for yourself. And now, like, I don't know if other phones have this, but iPhone has it where you can see your screen time. So you can kind of even set, like, limitations on that type of thing, where you're only on your phone for X amount of hours per day. But I think it's so important to really step away from your phone, and, you know, give yourself your night, and just kind of set boundaries for that.
If you guys haven't heard about Rhone, you're really missing out. Rhone is a men's performance lifestyle and premium activewear brand that is engineered for unparalleled quality and comfort. They are an absolute necessity for guys on the go. It doesn't matter if you're training in the gym or jumping on international flights, they are your new go-to men's clothing brand. My favorite is their Element V-necks and crewneck t-shirts. These are high quality, they fit perfectly, and they look great, just the way a t-shirt or V-neck should look on a man. In my opinion, they are some of the nicest shirts I've ever worn. But Rhone doesn't have just great t-shirts. They also have great long sleeve tank tops, jackets and pullovers, pants, shorts, swimwear, underwear, shoes, socks, and all kinds of other stuff you are absolutely going to love. And now Rhone has just released their amazing new commuter collection, perfect for looking great and staying comfortable at the office or on the go. Rhone's commuter collection is the perfect alternative to the everyday workwear, offering everything from pants, polos, shorts, and shirts that are all lightweight, comfortable, and wrinkle-free. The commuter collection is good for all weather, anytime from a weekday in the workplace to a weekend barbecue. Go to rhone.com/elite today and use promo code elite to get 20% off your first purchase. That's rhone.com/elite, promo code elite for 20% off. rhone.com/elite, promo code elite.
Yeah, I like to put my phone on airplane mode for like an hour or two in the middle of the day, and then
sleep. That's a good idea.
Yeah, overnight I sleep with it on for two reasons. So I don't get notifications overnight, and obviously it's on silent. And then also with the EMFs, you know, I don't know if you know much about that, but it's electromagnetic fields. And, you know, if you have your Wi-Fi going, that's actually getting like the area around it, radius around it. So they've done some studies. It can actually disturb your sleep. So,
wow.
Yeah. I recommend anyone that, you know, I talk to in regard to that, I always recommend just put it on, because it's basically like it's shutting it off completely, but you don't have to shut it off. You know, you turn it back on when you wake up, and it's cool.
And then you get all your messages once you turn it back.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And so, yeah, I mean, just having those breaks and just kind of separating yourself from all the madness and all the perfectionism that is social media, and you know, stepping back where you're not addicted to it. Because I think, you know, you're right, Paige. Like everybody else, everyone listening to the show, I think, has had some issues with going too deep into that end of spending too much time on social media, getting too distracted, and, you know, losing focus on work and things that are actually enjoyable. And I heard in another interview too that you, like, when you go out, you make sure you kind of shut your phone off. Not shut it off, but it's just kind of aside. And you're not one of those people who are constantly on it. Like, if you go to a restaurant, you look down and everybody's on their phone now. It's like no one's even present anymore.
I know. That's one thing that I've done for quite some time is, and that's why I'm a terrible texter, because I'm around people all the time. My friends will be like, you never text me back. But it's just because I'm around people all the time and I don't want to be on my phone because I want to be present with whatever is going on. Because also, I just had this epiphany one time. I was somewhere and then there was something going on. I don't remember what it was, but everybody had their phones out and no one was like watching it like through like their own eyes. They're watching it through their phone. Does that make sense? And I just kind of looked around for a second. I was like, wow, like, is this what it is now? Like, we don't even really purely enjoy the moment. We're just like here to record, to share it with somebody else, because that might get us more attention and that might have us like more, you know, have us like feeling good on the inside instead of just enjoying it as it's happening. I don't know. I just had this like realization. So now when I'm out at dinner or with friends, I'm hardly ever on my phone. And I think that it's just helped me so much, just really be present and enjoy the moment. And I feel like that's something that we're missing nowadays.
No, it's crazy. And I think it literally, it has to come down to the brain changing. It's we're living in such a dopamine rich environment nowadays,
right,
where it's like we're getting this hit every time we see that red dot popping up on our Instagram. We get this like hit, and people are, we're literally, our minds are getting rewired to be more addicted and desiring the hit of social media likes as opposed to just like real conversation and, you know, connecting with someone in person.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I have friends that, you know, for Instagram, they'll post like a photo. And then if it doesn't like get as many likes as they wanted, or they feel that they should have gotten, they'll get kind of, I don't know, within themselves and kind of beat themselves up, and they'll delete the photo. And I don't know, it's just kind of like this, and it's all around, you know, likes and getting comments and the attention. Yeah, you're right. It's that dopamine that we're getting from social media.
Yeah. I don't know
the
real like cure for it, but I know that, you know, the things that you're doing, some of the things that I'm doing can definitely help with it. And just taking a step back from it for sure, just, you know, taking those breaks and whatnot can definitely help. But it is,
definitely.
It's nuts. So many people.
Yeah.
Man, it's nuts.
I know. It's crazy.
Paige, what did you do in regard to really taking your business to the next level? Because there are a ton of people out there who have a million or multi-million following on Instagram or Facebook, but they're not making, you know, the type of money that they want to make. They're not super successful, and it's because they don't actually have a different system set up. Did you end up getting like a business coach or someone to guide you and kind of show you these things? I know you do things like the 5-week challenge, and you give away $10,000, and there's different systems that I look through in your business that are very impressive. And I believe
Thanks.
That they're kind of the things that have taken you to that next level.
Yeah. You know, so for quite some time I was doing it all by myself. And then once I realized, okay, I need to like hire somebody and like to help me, because I can't do the million fulfilling things that are on my agenda to do. I think hiring people to help you is, because you're such a bigger team with more people than you are by yourself, because you can only do so much. So if you really want to expand your brand, you know, you might have to sacrifice a little bit of your income because you have to pay someone, but it's going to, you know, pay back tenfold. So the biggest thing that I decided to do a few years ago is I hired my best friend, and she helps with like my, you know, customer service and all that stuff that goes along with that. And she also helps because my brain only thinks as my brain does. So having somebody else also to help brainstorm with you, who sees things in a different way, who can also help collab on ideas and, you know, help you in those types of ways, can also be beneficial. So I think so many people are scared to hire people because they think like, okay, maybe they're losing money or whatever. But I think that was the best thing that I ever did, was taking that step and hiring people to help me manage different things.
Yeah, that's a huge, huge step when you can outsource that and just take all that work time and energy and all the stuff that goes into that off your shoulders and focus on other things, of, you know, things that are more important and things that only you can really do.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, when I first started Instagram, my main thing was to grow my brand and to get people to know who I am and kind of expand that. And then once I started creating businesses under my brand, then it was like, okay, well, now I have to still create or grow my brand, but now I have to have all these, you know, tasks that I have to do with building my brand. So you can't do everything, you know? So I think the best thing is just to find somebody that you trust and can kind of delegate some tasks to, and then that will kind of open up some doors, and then maybe add somebody else down the road, and that will kind of open up some doors, or hire somebody who, you know, just manages a certain thing or, you know, whatnot. But I think hiring people is like the best thing that I did.
And especially, you know, in the beginning, you can't really do that. You got to grind, you got to hustle like you did.
Exactly.
Like most people do in the beginning. But after a certain period, when you start to see more success, you can then start to outsource. And
100%.
I think one of the other things too, that really took me to the next level, it takes a lot of other people to the next level, is having a coach or a mentor to really get you there to that next place. So once you start seeing some success, it's good, but then it's like you kind of stagnate a little bit, hit a little bit of a plateau. But having someone that can show you, you know, how to get to that next level, I think it just takes years off that struggle and time that you would spend otherwise trying to figure it out. Did you have anyone like that, a mentor or a coach of some sort?
Yeah. So when I first started 7 years ago, I started personal training, and the guy who got me into this whole, you know, competing thing and, you know, all that jazz, I shadowed him for quite some time. So I learned everything that he was doing for training and how he ran his business. And I think that was one of the best things that I could have done, was shadow someone that was actually successful doing what they were doing. I did that for quite some time. I did that for like 2 years. So I definitely agree, like finding somebody who you can kind of ask questions to, see how they're doing and handling their business, is one of the most beneficial things that you can do.
For sure. Paige, what does your workout routine look like? I'm curious, how many days a week are you training, and how long?
Well, before, you know, this little bun in the oven happened, I was training. I was really training almost every day, and I would train for about an hour and a half a day. But I'm the type of person that I'll go in the gym and put my headphones on and just really focus on my workout. Like, I don't go into the gym and spend 2 hours because I'm, you know, talking to people or like texting or whatever. I kind of put my phone away and I'm just in the gym really getting my workout on. So when I was doing that, I would train almost every single day for about an hour, hour and a half, more towards an hour and a half. But now I pulled it back a little bit. I train 5 days a week, and I'm only in there for about an hour. My workouts are pretty much the same. I still lift really heavy. There are some movements like a T-bar row, if you're like laying down on your stomach, that I can't do, you know, stuff like that, because it's like, you know, putting pressure on my stomach. But I honestly lift basically the same. I just had to modify a few things, but yeah.
Mm. What, by the way, the bun in the oven reference is upcoming baby. So congratulations,
yeah,
on that. If guys listen,
you
don't know. And it's a girl, right?
Yeah, it's a girl. We just found out.
Congrats. That
is
awesome.
Exciting. Thanks.
What does your diet look like? What did it look like before? And what does it look like now that you're pregnant? Have you modified that much or not?
You know, before I was pregnant, I actually was pescatarian for like 2.5 years, meaning like I only ate fish for like a protein source, or I was like more plant-based. And I mean, and before that, I was full on just like basically bodybuilder diet. You know, I would eat chicken, lean beef, rice, potatoes, veggies, basic bodybuilder type diet, egg whites, you know, wheat toast. But then I moved into pescatarian. And the only reason I did that is because I was actually having like my own personal health issues. I was having like digestion issues, and I read so many articles that you could naturally cure it through taking out a lot of processed meats. So I did that and I went pescatarian, and then it's so crazy, but it cured that like digestion issue. And then now I'm actually back eating meat again because I don't know about being pregnant. I crave like steak and chicken. I don't know what it is. This baby is like lifting weights in the womb or something and needs some protein. I don't know. But now I crave steak and chicken. So I'm back on basically my bodybuilder diet. I'm eating, I don't crave anything crazy. I could just crave like a steak, potatoes, and a vegetable, like, which is so strange to me. But I'm back kind of eating like that again. So
yeah, no, that's very interesting. And the pescatarian diet, I mean, I totally believe that, plant-based especially. I mean, I'm huge on plant-based. We bring on doctors all the time who talk
great.
About that. Yeah, just the healing powers of it. I mean, just cutting mm-hmm. back, you don't have to eliminate completely, but cutting back on the meats and 100%. Things like that, I mean, it helps out a ton. Once you have the veggies and fruits, those are really the healing foods, I believe. And another thing too, I would add, I don't know if you've ever heard of, there's something I've been looking at recently for the past few months, a guy by the name of Medical Medium. Have you heard of him?
I have heard of him.
Yeah, he talks about the celery, juicing celery. I've been doing that for a while.
Yes, no way.
Yeah, I love it.
Really?
I do it every morning. It helps with, you know, digestion and just energy. You feel great after doing it. It's incredible.
Wow. Yeah, no, it is incredible. Growing up in basically the South, I grew up on eating, you know, steak and red meat. And my whole family thought like, oh gosh, she moves to California and now she's a pescatarian. Like what has happened to her? But going pescatarian, more plant-based, yeah, it is so incredible with how it naturally cured like what I was going through. And I didn't have to be on medications or anything like that. I just simply cut out a lot of the meat that I was eating and it, you know, completely cured itself. So I'm a firm believer in that.
Yeah, it's funny too. And I'm sure you're probably familiar with Dorian Yates, great.
Yeah,
bodybuilder, and you know, I think he was 6 or 7-time champion, Mr. Olympia. He, I had him on the show a year ago, and he was talking about the same thing. How he used to be, you know, all these bodybuilders, especially, you have to build that much muscle, but super high protein, pretty high fat, and tons of carbs, and just all. You know, a lot of stuff that taxes your system, your liver, your digestion, all that. And then after he quit, you know, doing bodybuilding, he actually got on plant-based. Now he's basically a vegan and he juices all kinds of juices throughout the day. And that's all he lives. He lost like 20, maybe 30 or so pounds. He's like a lot leaner, but he's still big, but he just says he feels incredible. And you know, he wishes he did it sooner.
Yeah, I know. That's incredible.
So I actually posted on my Instagram before the call a couple I asked my audience on Instagram if they had any questions for you. I got a couple of quick questions that they brought up. One is, what's your favorite exercise, Paige?
Oh, my one favorite?
Yeah.
You know, I love working out shoulders. I don't know why that's just my favorite body part to work out because I feel like you can see immediate results.
Yeah.
So I think anything that's like shoulder-based is probably like my favorite.
Like lateral raises or presses or?
I like a good like Arnold press or I like to do these things called Lucky Sevens where you take 3 different weight increments. Like maybe I'll do like a 5, a 10, and a 15 pound and I'll do 7 side laterals with the 5 pounds and then same thing with the 10, the 15, then kind of move back down the line. So you're getting a ton of reps in, but I like stuff like that.
Oh, cool. Yeah, to me too. I don't know if it's just me or if it's in general most people, but I feel like when I do my shoulder days too, I feel like I look the biggest in my upper body.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Afterwards, I just
that's
feel
where
like
your better. Zoolander selfies come in, right?
Yeah, I gotta stop doing those. All right, and another question too. Someone asked is, what is your favorite healthy meal or food?
Ooh, my favorite healthy meal or food. I love breakfast. I don't know what it is about breakfast, but every single meal throughout the day, breakfast like basically stays the same. Like, I don't know about you, but my breakfast is normally the same and I never get tired of it. Like, I don't know why. If I eat the same lunch or dinner, I'll get so tired of it. But if I eat the same breakfast every day, I'm like, this is the best breakfast I've ever had. So, I like doing, like an egg white burrito. with lots of veggies and some salsa. I think that's like one of my favorite things ever.
Nice. It sounds pretty solid. I've never had that, but I'm going to have to try that. I've been doing the celery, and then after that I'll do like a little smoothie, like a fruit smoothie, and that's basically my breakfast. But you know, after that, like you said, I never get sick of it. Delicious smoothie. And you know, after that, the rest of the day will change random foods, but the breakfast is kind of just my staple.
Same. And I love it. I don't know what it is, but I love it.
Yeah. So someone else asked too, how much time do you spend at the gym? I think you answered that already, about an hour now. It was like an hour and a half before.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people think that, you know, all day I'm in the gym, or used to be all day in the gym. Like that's why, you know, you look the way you are. But I think it's being efficient in the gym with the time that you have, because I know a lot of people that don't even have that much time to work out. They have like 30 minutes and they look phenomenal. So it's just really about like what you do and the time that you have. I don't really necessarily think like you have to spend a certain amount of time in the gym. Like you can get a great workout in 45 minutes if you know what you're doing and do the right things and you're effective and efficient, you know?
Yeah. I like that about you too. I noticed that you're not big on just having like it's this way or the highway when it comes to diet and even when it comes to exercising. And you think a lot of people, especially too, like fitness experts, say that it's like, you know, you have to do it this way, you have to do it this way. Listen to me, I'm better than everybody else. But it's cool that you don't have that approach. I respect that.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so many people out there with different approaches and it works for them, you know? So it's all about finding what works for you and what you find fun and enjoyable, because that's what fitness is about. It's not about, oh my gosh, I have to go to the gym today. Like that's terrible. That's dreadful. But it's finding something that's like, oh, I'm excited to go to the gym today. Like this is going to be a great workout. Or, you know what I mean? Finding a diet that you love to eat every single day. That's what's going to get you results. And that's what's going to help you keep results for forever.
Yeah. And one that you can actually stick with. That's not like ridiculously hard.
Exactly.
And another person asked was, what is your one or two skills that contributed most to your success?
I think that I have a really good work ethic. Like I don't work like a 9-to-5. I work like a 20-hour-a-day type of thing. So I think having a solid work ethic is important. And that goes for when I was trying to become who I am today. That's going to the gym. That's, you know, just really being dedicated and focused with your work ethic. It's important. And I think having like a work ethic is attractive in people. Like if they're hard workers and they are the type of people that are going to go out and make something for themselves, I think that's really credible. So I think work ethic is one thing I could say. And then I also think it's just really being kind to people, because that is super important. I don't know. I've met so many people in my career that I had this, I thought that they were going to be one way. And then when I met them, they just weren't kind. And it kind of sat with me in a different way. When I go to like fitness expos, I'll literally sit there. I'll have a line of people, but I really want to give my attention to everyone because I want to be personable to them. And they sat in line for however long that they did. And I want to give them my attention. I don't want to just like take a photo and say hi and like brush them off in like 1 second. So I think being kind to people is important, and it goes a long way.
Yeah. And I think that's really one of the big things that separates you from so many other people is I noticed too, you comment on almost all of the people that comment on your pictures and posts, you comment back on most of them, right?
Yeah. And you know why? It's just because I remember when I first started in Instagram, and there was this girl that she was a competitor, and we're actually friends now, which is so cool. But she was someone that I looked up to in the fitness industry. She was like before Instagram, like it was the girls that were in magazines or stuff like that. And that's how you became, you know, popular or credible. And so she actually wrote back to me, and I'll always remember this. And the way I felt when she wrote back to me was like, oh my gosh, this girl wrote back to me. Like, what do I do? Like, this is so cool. I just had that like, oh my gosh, feeling that this is so cool. And I was like, I want to give that to other people. So, I mean, it does not take much time to give people a little bit of time of your day and to make their day. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's obviously just being a good person and you know, being there for someone else when someone else was there for you. It's just good karma.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's also good, like a business approach too. If you want to connect with your customers more, you want to connect with people that may be your customers more, comment on their shit when they message you. You know what I mean?
It's totally. I mean, that's simple. With anything. Like, even if you own like a storefront business and you, like, I go into this smoothie shop sometimes when I like leave this gym, and the owner is so amazing to every person that walks in the door. Like, he takes his time and like has conversations with everyone, and it's just really great to see. And I think that's why, you know, he's going to be successful and has as much success as he does, is he really just takes the time and is kind to people and gives that like rapport to people that they deserve, you know? So
yeah, so true. And it's another thing too that's dying out with the social media
yes.
age. It's, you know, you find it less and less. So it's very rare, and it's awesome when you do have someone like that. Paige, just kind of wrapping things up in a moment. I got a question. What is your, with the baby, upcoming baby, the girl that you're going to have in what, 6 months? No. Is it 6 months now?
Oh my gosh. Like five months.
Wow.
I know.
Time flies too. It's going to happen before you know it. With the upcoming baby, does it present any changes or pivots in your business or career of like where you're heading the next like year or two? Do you have any things in mind for that?
You know, I'm almost 32. So, I'm just really excited because I feel like this is like, you know, that next thing in my life that I really want. But, I don't know. I'm excited because I get to kind of target a different demographic as to, you know, moms and families and dads and like, kind of like get to take on that role and get to connect with them on a different level, because before maybe, a mom or dad that has kids, they maybe thought like, oh, having a body like Paige is kind of like unattainable because all she does is work out and she doesn't have a family or know what that's like or the responsibility. So I'm really excited just to connect with a different audience that I've never really connected with before. So yeah, I think that's like my most exciting thing. I've had so many people write me about them being a mom or a dad or them being pregnant currently. And I got to have conversations with them a little bit. So I'm just really excited about that.
No, that sounds really cool. And it makes a lot of sense too. You definitely get to connect with those types of people. They see you more in the same light that they've been in for the last whatever number of years.
And exactly.
More relatable. Totally.
Definitely.
Paige, just wrapping things up, what's a last send-off takeaway message you'd like to leave the Elite Man audience and then a place that our listeners can check out more about your work? It's been a fantastic interview. I really do appreciate you coming on.
Thanks. I think, you know, hopefully you can take away from this interview, if you kind of heard the beginning of it, is, you know, if something doesn't work out in your life, whether it be a goal or some sort of, you know, fire burning inside of you that you really want to attain, is if it doesn't work out in the beginning, you have to try again. Because I honestly feel that your dreams and your goals, they test you. They see if you're like ready and willing to make the sacrifices and make the, and be dedicated to make them work. So I'm such a believer that your goals test you. And if something doesn't work out, then that means that there's something else out there that will, and to not give up and to keep going. So I think that's my best piece of advice, because so many people quit too early. And don't quit if you have that passion inside of you.
Yeah, 100%. It's just always, you know, right. It's the next turn. It's the next stone you turn over.
It's the next thing. Yes.
Literally right there. But so many people give up too early. Paige, what's a place that our listeners can check out more about your work if they are still living under that rock and they're not already following you?
It's just my first and last name, Paige Hathaway. And that's across all social media platforms.
Cool. Awesome.
Great.
Paige, thank you again for coming on.
Thank
really appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you so much.
Hey, are you following me on Instagram yet? If not, you are completely psychotic, but you do have a chance to redeem yourself. Go to Instagram right now and follow at Justin Stenstrom. That's JustinStenstrom. That's right. That's my first and last name. And when you follow me, you'll get day-to-day updates on book recommendations, biohacking tools, elite man know-how, and all the glorious content I probably shouldn't post about, but do anyways. Whether pics of me trying to conquer the world in my personal life or stories about cutting-edge research and technology. I post all the time on Instagram. It's one of my favorite platforms, so you have to be following me to keep up to date on Elite Man know-how. Get your daily dose of Elite Man entertainment and information Sunday through Saturday, Instagram at Justin Stenstrom. Also, you can always click the link in the show notes, which will take you to this link and all of the links that we mention here on the Elite Man podcast. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, there's one last thing I'd like you to do, and that's this. Subscribe to our podcast right now if you haven't already. By subscribing to the podcast, you get every single episode the minute they're released. Get all of our Elite Man podcast episodes and all of our world-class advice absolutely free. Subscribe now if you haven't already and become an Elite Man today. And yes, if you do love the podcast, leave us an amazing review. We really do appreciate it.